Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Right then, so you get onto the dance floor. Some are better at it than others. Some are able to turn it into a career. I don't know how good your dancing is. Maybe you think it gets better the more shots that you have. I don't know. Objectively, are you a good or bad dancer? But certainly for a Charlie Van Rooyen from a really young age, it seems like dancing was just going to be part of your narrative and part of your journey. You've gone on to do some unbelievable stuff. Your bio literally goes on for pages, bro. Like, I ran out of pages at the printer.
It's quite long, and that's just that's a short version of it. I mean, by the way,
if we're looking at it, you know, companies you've worked with: the UCT School of Dance, the South African Ballet Theatre, Alvin Ailey, yes, who were in SA last year for that, out from, you know, New York, the Russian Contemporary Dance Company. You've performed all around the world, from Hong Kong to Paris to Mauritius. We've seen you perform at the Metro Awards, Channel O Awards, the SAFTAs, the MTV Awards, the Feather Awards, the Cora Awards. There's just loads and loads and loads. Tell me about what role you think dancing has played in uncovering who you are as a person.
Obviously, dance made me the person I am today, because I used to come from a very difficult background, and dance has always been that one place that I could escape to throughout my childhood. And dance has just always been, I don't know, it just... I'm not explaining it to people. I'm good at showing them what they've done to me and how they've changed my life. But, yeah.
Where did you grow up? Talk to me about young Charlie Van Rooyen.
Charlie grew up in Paarl in the Western Cape. Okay. So I'm originally from the Western Cape. I grew up in Paarl, and then after high school, I moved to Cape Town to study. I was studying full-time dance at Jazz Art Dance Theatre. And then while I was studying full-time at Jazz Art, I was studying part-time through UNISA. I was doing business economics, numeracy, and ABET. And yeah, from there, I started traveling the world and joined a few companies in South Africa. So yeah.
So let's talk about when you began looking at this dancing thing as, you know, a way of dealing with your surroundings and dealing with your life and finding it as a coping mechanism in, you know, what you described as a bit of a tough start to life.
Well, it was one of those things where you didn't have much of a choice at the time, because dance was literally the only thing that I had at the time. And I remember after school, I was lucky enough or blessed enough to get a full scholarship to go study in Cape Town. And the scholarship covered everything. I could afford a small apartment, I could live, I could buy food every month. So it was, I could be independent from my whole family. So dance was the one thing that, failing wasn't even an option for me. So I went from one audition to another. Even in the company where I was training, I worked so hard that I continuously got a scholarship every year. So it wasn't a, failing wasn't an option for me at the time, because I wanted it so bad. So
how do you then, and this is sometimes, you know, what I think, when something becomes your career, something that you're very passionate about, it's also easy for that thing to become very frustrating to you. So like, you can be passionate about singing when you're young, and then when you become a professional singer, the industry of singing can frustrate you so much that you begin to not like this thing. And for you, as you move from kind of audition to audition with your passion, the thing that, you know, saw you through difficult times in your childhood and was there for you and all of that, as you were sort of confronted by what the industry of that was and the business of that was, how did you make sure that the passion remained intact and you weren't turned off by the reality of the dance industry? And it doesn't come across as the nicest industry in the world.
It's not. You know what? The one thing that kept me going was, I remember when I left my hometown, the one thing I told myself is that I will never go back to living in these conditions ever again. And I think that's the one thing that I kept saying to myself throughout my career. There was a lot of times that I wanted to give up. And because it's difficult. I mean, especially in the industry, I mean, it's all about who you know. Sometimes it's not really about your talent. You can be as talented as, I don't know, Michael Jackson. But if you don't know the right people, it doesn't really matter. So for me, it was, like I said, failing was just not an option for me. So I continuously went from audition to audition, and then eventually I started making ants meet, you know. So yeah,
it's quite a big moment when you say to yourself, I will not come back to this. This symbolizes the end of this for me. I mean, you know, and you can remember it like it was yesterday, right?
I can. I remember I was still I was in my small apartment in Cape Town, and I remember it was the one day, because even my mentor, the one who groomed me, he also used to tell me that, you know what, you're good and all that, but your height might count against you when you eventually go into the professional industry. And that was a big setback for me. I thought, then what's the point of me working so hard now if when I go into the professional industry, my height is going to be a problem? So it was very... But like I said, there was just always this... I just continued reminding myself, I don't want to go back to the conditions I was living in, so I continuously worked hard. And
tell me about dance as the way you express yourself. I mean, I'm having this conversation one-on-one with you, and I'm getting a sense of who you are. I've got a bit of an idea. Here's Charlie Van Rooyen. This is his childhood. This is the role of dance in that. But do you think that the best sort of perception I would be able to get of you would to actually see you perform? Is that the best way that I would be able to get to know you and truly connect with you, is to see you when you're doing this dancing thing?
I think yes. And
see, that's
funny,
really interesting.
Funny enough, I had my one-man show this past weekend. It was premiering in South Africa for the first time. And that's the one thing everyone in the audience, after the show obviously, said to me, is that everyone said that I'm such an honest performer, and that, because I'm a very shy person in person,
yeah.
But on stage, I think that's when people get to see who I really am. And my one-man show that just passed this weekend, it was about my story,
yeah,
my personal story, but we tried to make it broader so that any South African could connect with it.
Mm.
So, yeah. When I'm on stage, I think that's when...
You're most connected.
Yes.
All right, so we're going to do a bit of an exercise then, because I really want to understand the side of you a little bit. Producer Kat, could you do me a favor? Could we just close these windows, and can we turn the lights off in the studio? And we're going to... I want to go where you go,
right,
when you're performing and when you're on stage. I want to understand this, because I think that, you know, movement as a means of expressing yourself is so unbelievable. And I want to understand where you're at when you're doing this. So we're going to close these windows. We're going to turn the lights off real quick.
All right.
And then we're both going to close our eyes. And I want you to tell me where you go, what you're thinking when you're in the midst of this amazing movement. Can we do it? Cool. We've closed the windows. We've turned the lights off. We're going to close our eyes. You can do this as well if you're listening. Talk to me about what happens when you hit the stage.
When I'm on stage, I obviously know the audience are there, but my focus is not on the audience at all. I'm just in my own world. Most of the time, I'm in a very happy space. For me, most of the time, it's a open room where I can just move freely and just, I can jump, I can fly, I'm just Superman. In this massive big space, this massive big room. And obviously, depending on what type of production it is, sometimes it's sad, sometimes it's happy, but you always have to like zone into that that space. And like I said, my one-man show, like last week, I had to speak to the audience as well, and I look at them directly in the eyes, but I promise you, I don't see anything. I just see bodies. I'm not looking at anyone specific, but as an audience member, I think you probably feel like I'm looking at you. But I don't know, the theater just become 5 times bigger when you're on stage, because you don't look at anyone specific. You literally look through everyone. So that's the space I go into.
And then one more question. Tell me about sort of exhibiting your soul and all of that when you are on a stage, and how, you know, this magic of the movement just coming to you, or figuring out where you're going to place your arm, where you're going to place your leg, any of that, like reflecting your soul on a stage. Tell me about that.
Well, I believe in, as dancers, the only way that the audience can connect with you is if you perform, if you're as honest as you can possibly be. And that's one thing that I think sets me apart with most of the dancers in my industry, is that I've always been a very honest dancer and a very honest person. So you have to put yourself in that honest place in order for people to connect with you. So sometimes, because I've worked with different choreographers, and sometimes the choreographers have their vision on what they would love the thing to look like, or if the show is maybe about war, but I've never experienced war. So I had to go into other places to find something that are similar to something that happened in my life that are similar to war, just in able to connect with what the choreographer wants. So sometimes it's not always about, sometimes it can be about poverty, but when I'm on stage, I think about something completely different. Something like, I don't know, politics. Zuma must fall or something like that. So it's not always, you don't always, if a dance production is about death, you don't literally think about death at the time. You have to find something that for yourself that you can connect with as an artist, able to show the audience that this is what you're talking about.
So. That's powerful, this idea of finding something to connect with so that you can connect with other people, because sometimes that environment can be so staged and so structured. Even this environment, it's staged, it's structured, it's, you sit down, you speak into a microphone, and sometimes you got to actually take all of that out to make it real, because there's nothing natural about the environment. I'm glad we got that insight from you. I think it's super powerful. I've got one final question for you, Charlie Van Rooyen. And that is, why is it important that everybody, on as many occasions as possible, does a little dance?
I think dance, and scientifically proven as well, it's a good stress reliever. So that's why I teach a lot at corporate companies, because it's just a good way for office people especially to just, apart from burning fat, but also it's a good stress reliever. And also, for normal people at home, it's good cardio, I think. And also, it's just about staying healthy as well, while having a lot of fun. Because most of the time, especially in gyms, everyone have this mentality of gyms should be formal. And it shouldn't be like that, you know. And dance, what I love about dance is that while you're working out, while you're sweating up a storm, you're still having a lot of fun. Because most of the time you can't even dance, you don't even get the steps right. And that's fun on its own, you know, not getting the steps right. So, that's why I think everyone should dance.
Doesn't matter if you get the steps right or wrong. Exactly. Charlie, thank you so much for stopping by to share your experience and interaction with this unbelievable gift that we all have as human beings, which is to move and to, in your case, make it look really good when we move and fast and all of that, and in time with music. It's been very cool hanging out. It's at Mr. Charleston on Twitter. It's MR. CHARLSTON, Charlie Van Rooyen, professional dancer and choreographer. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me. Thanks. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.